FarmWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we now transition into the G-Block on this September 7th live broadcast, well, we are headed to the Caribbean for a report from their Secretary General, and we're sponsored by EmeraldCruises.com/carry.
Travel aboard an award-winning Emerald River cruise in Europe or Southeast Asia means you're going to uncover rare sights, you're going to delight in regional wine and culinary tastings, and visit places of local and historical significance. So how about booking today to go experience the European Christmas markets? That sounds like a good idea with them, and save.
You also can explore the Caribbean with Emerald aboard their luxury yachts. Sailing with only 100 guests, all meals, airport transfers, drink packages, and more are included. You'll also get your excursions, Wi-Fi included, port charges, gratuities. It's a great deal. As a show fan, you'll get two for one fares right now for travel, so go check out emeraldcruises.com/carry to pick the trip that works for you, or rmworldtravel.com, look under sponsors.
All right, Robert, let's get into this segment now. Donna Regis Prosper, Secretary General of Caribbean Tourism, returns today. With the summer travel season over and shoulder season here and holiday and winter travel coming quickly, we thought we'd get an update on tourism in the Caribbean and related items happening throughout the islands. So down to the Cayman Islands we go as we dial up Donna.
Donna, good morning. Nice to have you back aboard America's number one travel radio show with us.
Good morning. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, you are very welcome. We enjoyed the last conversation, and I'm sure that we will enjoy this one as well. So, you know, when we last connected in November, I think it was, of 2023, I recall you had just taken your role back in September. So congratulations, first and foremost, on the one-year anniversary of you being Secretary General.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, this month literally marks my 1 year anniversary. So thank you so much. What a difference a year makes, right?
Exactly, yes. Right. No question about that. So, you know, you've spent this week in the Cayman Islands, where we're reaching you, Grand Cayman to be specific, for the State of the Tourism Industry Conference, which makes our conversation today well-timed. Explain the theme this year, Fueling Our Lifeblood, and what are some of your biggest takeaways from the gathering in your busy week?
Right. So, you know, that's such a timely theme because tourism is so important for the region. You know, it is the region that's dependent. When you look at tourism on a global level, it is the region that's most dependent on this sector. So it's very, very important. If you think about blood, if you think about fuel, what those mean, that is exactly what tourism means to us here in the region. And I'm so happy to say that coming out of the conference, which was a very successful conference. We had over 300 attendees, including press, including local attendees, speakers. So it was a really very well-supported conference. And I'm so happy to say for the first 6 months of this year, our numbers are up by 7.5% when compared to the same period in 2023. So we definitely are doing well as a region. And this conference really brought a lot of the regional players together as well as international partners. So it was a really good conference, and we're very happy to report the results of that conference.
Well, that's terrific. It's always nice when you grow. So congratulations on that. But it also sounds like you had a lot of interested people who were really connecting on many levels in tourism to the area. So last time we spoke, you had just returned from meetings, I believe, in Turkey with your airline partners. Again, this was a year ago, both your North American and global. And the reason I'm mentioning that is when we spoke, you were encouraged initially with some of your conversations about adding airlift to the islands, which we all know will drive demand to the region even more. We've seen reports from Delta and American that they're going to be adding some additional winter routes this season. I'm sure there's always work to do on this, Donna, but how are you feeling overall about this important lifeline a year later?
Oh, very good. Very well. You know, at the CTO, our mission is we have a role in advocacy as it relates to several aspects of the industry. And airlift has been one of the areas that we've been championing over the last year. What we have done to create a subcommittee of our board that is focused on that. And we have started the process with doing significant research because everything has to be data-driven. Mm-hmm. So our committee is really focused on research and also on partnerships. And a lot of our member states are recording increased arrivals into the region. An area, an opportunity for growth for us is inter-regional travel, where you between one destination to the next. So that's a focus for us. But overall, we see the needle moving in the right direction.
Great.
We see the growth. Most of our members are recording growth, but we understand and appreciate that there's a lot of work left to be done. And that is part of the work of the committee. in addition to the committee, our partners as well. And one of the things that came out from this conference this year is the need for collaboration, the need for partnerships. And we have persons who are very motivated to work with us here in the Caribbean. So over the next year, we intend to build on the success of 2024 thus far. And as we get into 2025, see even greater results when it comes to airlift both into the Caribbean and within the Caribbean.
Well, there's no, listen, the airlift is such an important thing. And the collaboration, I understand that because we are in an interconnected world. But, you know, another great way to experience the Caribbean, it's on a cruise ship or a yacht. We just talked about what Emerald is offering in the Caribbean to our show fans. But you're the former general manager of Antigua's Cruise Port. You're also the former CEO of the Cruise Port in Tortola in the British Virgin Islands. So you understand firsthand how important the cruise industry is to the Caribbean. Many people, you know, listening, they may think that cruise ships only take travelers to the big ports there, but I'm thinking right now, you know, St. Barts, for example, or Vieques, a Caribbean island off Puerto Rico's eastern coast, can be nicely experienced via the smaller ships and yachts. So any thoughts on the cruise sector of travel to your region, Donna, and the varied experiences it provides?
Well, absolutely, and you are correct. I have a cruise background. Well, I've been in the tourism space for over 27 years. I've spent a lot of time in the cruise sector. And this is a sector that is very important to the Caribbean. At least very close to 70% of our arrivals come from the cruise sector. And over the last year, we've certainly strengthened our partnership with the cruise industry. We have a partnership with the Florida Caribbean Cruise Association, who is part of our board of directors, so we have direct connections there. And one of the very important things about a cruise is that in addition from going from one island to the next where you could experience different islands in one vacation, the fact that they're different segments of the market. There is the luxury end, there is the family end, there is the contemporary premium. So there's a lot of choices in that industry, and you're very correct in terms of the ability of that industry to sort of bring different aspects of tourism into the region. And one of the focus areas for us is diversification. So we understand and appreciate that, you know, we have the air side of our business. It is the lifeblood for us, but we also have the cruise side, which we have significant opportunities for growth in terms of sustainability, growth in terms of community-based tourism, which a lot of our islands are focused on now. So we certainly appreciate the contribution of the cruise sector. There's also opportunity for conversion from cruise passengers to stay over guests. So there's so many ways we could work with the cruise sector.
Donna,
we just started really.
Yeah. So we've covered two significant areas of the tourism industry to help people get to your wonderful islands. We can't have you on and not talk about Caribbean hospitality, the warmth, the friendliness of the locals. Mm-hmm. It really is unique to all the islands. All the islands have different cultures. Talk a little bit about how important that is.
Well, you know, people will make such a huge difference in your vacation. And we are certainly known to be very warm, very friendly people in the region. And at the CTO, one of our focus areas is training in customer service. While we promote our authenticity as Caribbean people, we recognize and appreciate that we have to also skill up our people. So we've been spending a lot of time in terms of the training of our persons, not only training for customer service, but in terms of driving talent, you know, when you come to the region, in addition to the service that you would experience within the hospitality sector. There's also the entertainment, the creative industry. And we sort of bring persons together, whether you're a farmer or a fisher folk. Our aim is to bring all of these experiences together. And as I mentioned before, community tourism. So what we try to do is to bring different aspects of tourism and the culture of the Caribbean people to our visitors. And then we see that as part of a significant aspect of our product.
Well,
so
we
put people first and foremost.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, I think that, you know, we know people that they like to return to the same island year after year and so forth, and there's certainly nothing wrong with that, but it's the diversification. Mm-hmm. Each island, you know, the unique cultures and topography, it's very similar here to, you know, to the U.S. with all of our states, they're all different. So, to me, you need to go experience it all. But, Donna, we're going to run out of time, so we're going to have to leave it there for today. Very nice connecting with you today. Actually, Mary and I are headed to a number of the Caribbean islands in February, so hopefully our schedules will align and we can meet in person. That would be really nice to do. But we do hope you have a really nice rest of the weekend, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Great to be here as usual.
Thank you. Take care, Donna.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Donna Mary. Nice to reconnect with her. Good information. And folks, go try all these different islands, right? I mean, there's
so much to see and do and so many different cultures.
All right. As we pause for a few important sponsor messages in this bottom of the hour break, crush season in Napa is next. And we talked about that last hour. Mary and I will answer listener emails also ahead. Plus, we're going to take you to the place where lost luggage ends up in Alabama. Your favorite travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.